Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host and quiz master, James Lampkin. Welcome to episode 101, the start of season 2 of Pop Puzzle Music Trivia. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. Pop Puzzle Music Trivia can be played however you like, whether that is on your own, in teams, or against one another. Our 3 rounds today will be the year 1996. Time After Time and 80s Slow Jams. For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available in this episode is 20. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn about pop history and share your scores with other players. I love to see everyone that plays the game from all around the globe. And today's shout out goes to our players in Copenhagen, Denmark. Thank you for playing. Also, feel free to pause throughout the game if you need to give yourself a little bit more time to think. As per usual, we'll be going through all the answers right at the end of the episode. Now, get ready and good luck!
Round 1.
In round 1 today, we're taking you back to the year 1996. It's the year the Nintendo 64 launched, the Olympics were held in Atlanta, and Denzel Washington was named Sexiest Man Alive. We have 5 questions for you all about the music news from the year 1996. 1 point is available for each correct answer. Question 1. In January 1996, which singer and daughter of rock and roll royalty filed for divorce from her husband, Michael Jackson? Question 2. In November 1996, which band, known for hits like Don't Dream It's Over and Weather With You, played a farewell concert on the steps of the Sydney Opera House? Question 3. In September 1996, which major US department store refused to sell Sheryl Crow's album after it criticized gun sales? Question 4. In April 1996, which rapper, best known for the hit You Can't Touch This, filed for bankruptcy? Question 5. In October 1996, the famed guitarist Slash announced he was leaving which hard rock band? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 today is Time After Time. You're going to hear 5 clues about popular songs, all of which mention a time of the day somewhere in their name. For example, it might mention the evening, dawn, 3 p.m. or so on. 1 point is available for each song title that you can correctly guess from our clues. Question 6. This track was a number one hit for the Bee Gees in 1978 and featured on the soundtrack of a hit John Travolta film. Question 7. This 2011 track was a number one hit for Katy Perry and had a music video featuring Kenny G, Hanson, and Rebecca Black. Question 8. In 1999, this track about a halo on a four-post bed was a hit for the band Sugar Ray. Question 9. This track was a number one hit for Starland Vocal Band in 1976 and suggests something joyous after lunch. Question 10. In 2020, Miley Cyrus got a hit with this track that reimagines Stevie Nicks' hit Edge of 17. That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is 80s slow jams. You're about to hear snippets from some of the biggest hits of the 1980s, but we've turned the tempo right down. There are 2 points available for each question, one for correctly guessing the song title and another for correctly guessing the artist. Now, let's take a listen to those slowed down 80s hits. Question 11. Question 12. If she's watching him with those eyes, if she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. You know I wish. Question 13. Question 14. Question 15. That's all our rounds complete. We'll be right back after this break to tell you all of the answers. Welcome back. It is answer time, kicking off with the year 1996. Question one. Lisa Marie Presley divorced Michael Jackson in 1996. Question two. Crowded house. Nearly 200,000 fans showed up to watch their farewell concert, although they did eventually reunite 10 years later in 2006. Question 3. Walmart. One of the songs on the album referenced buying guns at Walmart stores. Question 4. MC Hammer filed for bankruptcy, being $13 million in debt as his popularity faded. Question 5. Guns N' Roses. The announcement was made via a fax to MTV. Continuing on to round 2, time after time, you were trying to identify song titles that mention a time of the day. Question 6. Night Fever by Bee Gees. Question 7. Last Friday Night, TGIF, by Katy Perry. Question 8. Every Morning by Sugar Ray. Question 9. Afternoon Delight by Starland Vocal Band. And question 10. Midnight Sky by Miley Cyrus. For our final round today, you heard slowed down versions of popular 80s tracks. Remember, you can grab 1 point for a correct song title and another point for a correct artist. The songs you were hearing were... Question 11. Come On Eileen by Dexy's Midnight Runners. Question 12. Jessie's Girl by Rick Springfield. Question 13. Holding Out for a Hero by Bonnie Tyler. Question 14. Sexual Healing by Marvin Gaye. And finally, question 15, Any Way You Want It by Journey. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum amount of points available in this episode was 20. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. If you're listening on Spotify, leave a comment or vote in the episode poll. You can also follow the show on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. Jump on and let us know how you went in this episode. You can also support the show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you are listening from today. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is me, and we hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.